Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Mary, thanks very much for taking the time. I know this is a particularly busy weekend for you with the opening of the movie. So first of all, congratulations on the movie. And I'm sure you must be very delighted and very proud that you're a part of it at all.
Absolutely delighted. It's great to be part of a story like this where, you know, there's been so many horrific stories out there of these women that have suffered due to the cervical cancer scare. And we've only heard of a few of them, the likes of Vicky Phelan and Emma Vic Fahuna, who have been so brave to tell their stories. But there's so many really ill women out there that just can't get their story told and are just trying to get on with the last few weeks of their lives and put their affairs in order. And it's kind of just given a snapshot of the others as well, because there's so many walks of life that have gone through the horrors of this cervical cancer scandal.
Absolutely. And just for anybody who maybe is coming new to the table here about this movie, I mean, it's a story of three fictional women, but actually, yes, Obviously based on factual events.
Yeah. So we all know that around 2018, when Vicky Phelan won her case in the High Court, all the news got out then about this cervical check scandal, where there were 208 women who ended up with cancer because their results were not given to them in the first place. So they got incorrect results. But a few years later, when they discovered their diagnosis, when they discovered the results were incorrect, they just kind of kept them to themselves. And lots of women ended up developing cancer because of that. There were 162 women who were not informed of these results, you know, and they just kind of got on with their lives and the cancer grew and grew. And it was kind of this thing where the HSC said to doctors, you know, okay, inform women, but use your own discretion. And if you feel like the outcome would not be, positive to go and tell them this, then maybe don't. I don't think they were thinking of the women in that case. I think they were thinking without saying it, because obviously they can't say these things in print. But yeah, if you think that the HSE and everything will fall apart around us, do not tell these women, because there'll be an outcry. And that's exactly what there was, thanks to the likes of Vicky Phelan.
It's even now, it's still difficult to get your head around the whole
Absolutely.
Thing, isn't it, really?
And also think about the fact that there's been a year and a half where things have not moved in the health system.
For
so
sure.
There's so many women out there that are suffering and have not been seen, or, you know, everything's delayed for them.
So is the movie then the letters? And I have to say, you know, kudos to Robbie Walsh.
I mean,
you know, and I don't want to be sexist about this, but it took a man actually to bring this to the screen, which is, you know, more power to him, I have to say, and to try and get, you know, the stories told of the women and how the women, ordinary women, are affected. So this movie, you know, as I was saying there, it is about fictional women, but based on facts. And your role, you're a single mom. Well, your husband died by suicide, I understand.
Yeah.
And you're struggling to bring up your kids.
Yeah.
When you get the news, actually, that you have cancer, when you didn't think you did.
Exactly. And kudos to Robbie indeed. He's such a passionate individual. And when he gets an idea into his head, he just goes with it. You know, he took this story on board and he couldn't let it go. There's women out there that need their stories to be told. There's so many women, you know, over 200 women. And we're just kind of giving a sense of three different ones. There's so many more with their stories to tell. But yeah, mine in particular, I play Sam. And yeah, my husband had recently died of suicide, and he's left a lot of debts behind. And I've got kids to bring up, and they're just trying to get on with life like normal kids, go to their dancing and things like that. But in the background, I'm falling apart. I'm very ill. I'm trying to keep it together. I'm trying to somehow get the money for them to go and do a dance class. And in the meantime, I'm thinking, how am I going to leave them a nest egg for when I'm gone? because I will be gone very soon. I've got stage 4 cancer. There's no way out. It's terminal. And there's nobody there for my kids. There's nobody looking after them. And I'm just looking up all the different things, you know, all the things that go through your mind. Like, who's she going to leave them with? Will they go to the same school? Will they even be able to go to a dance class again? And those simple things. And while the kids are at the kitchen table complaining about their breakfast, she's thinking breakfast is the least of her worries, even though it's a worry right now because she's got her own financial struggles going on. And it's just, she's already in a very difficult situation, but she has no way out. It's heartbreaking. You know,
was Robbie's goal in this movie, Mary? And I think, you know, it is fair to say that, I mean, unless you've been living under a stone, you will have known about the whole cervical check scandal in this country. But was his goal with the movie not only to keep reminding us of it, but also to, I suppose, provide a way for us to understand what these women have gone through on a day-to-day basis in their real lives? And not just, you know, and Vicky Phelan has done a wonderful job. She wasn't the only one who was very outspoken about this, but the women who we don't know of who've been living with this.
Yeah, I think it's just always very important to, you know, feel empathy with the real people. A thing that came up the other day, I think it was my dad was telling me about a young little boy who, did he have osteoporosis or something? But anyway, he was on a radio interview and he was saying, look, they won't see me. I'm becoming sicker and sicker by the day. I know there's other people with other troubles, but there's me. And I can just care about me. And when you hear like one person's story and you really feel their heartbreak, you want to know more and you want to give more to that person. Sometimes it becomes a wash when you're hearing figures, you know, 200 people, 1,500 people. Like it kind of desensitizes.
Yes.
But when you really get to understand, I mean, the other women in the story, we've two other women. We have Sarah Carroll, who plays Kleena, very different character. She doesn't have a family, but she doesn't have anybody. She has no support. And then we have Kathleen Warner Yates, and the actress Anne Russell is playing her mother, and she's left looking after her. You know, when she's gone, her mother will be left and
with no one.
And it's all about all the people they leave behind. They're just trying their best, like those other incredible women who spoke up. They're just trying their best to survive until that last moment so that they can leave that legacy behind them for the people they leave behind. It's heartbreaking to see the bigger story, you know.
And I suspect for you as an actress, I mean, you must be used to kind of, you know, you play a role and you leave it there and you go home to your life. But I would suspect when you're playing a role like this and you know the reality of it, it must be difficult to leave that behind. I mean, how do you not become affected by that yourself? Maybe you don't. Well, maybe you do become affected. I don't know.
I suppose in every role you kind of do become affected. But I do remember when we were filming this, I kind of looked into all the symptoms, you know, that stuff that she was kind of keeping confidential, how she physically is, or how she's feeling if she's becoming more unwell by the day. And I kind of took all that stuff on, like how it moves through your body and through your chest. You know, it's not just once it gets to stage 4 cervical cancer, it's like it spreads. It's horrific, some of the things that people are going through. And physically, I remember when I was playing the role, I was, you know, you play it, so you kind of become ill while playing it. I remember just like in a particular scene, I was, the sweat was just pouring off me. It was pouring off me. And I when the scene ended, I took off a house coat and it was wringing wet, like actually wringing wet. And I remember feeling for a day or two afterwards, kind of like I was recovering from being unwell, you know, because you kind of give yourself permission. And thank God it's only like you're playing a part for a day or two or whatever, a few weeks, whatever. And you kind of, you compartmentalize and you go, okay, I am going to be sick for these days, and you feel it, but then you're allowed to let it go. But unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there. They can't just let
go. They can't. And if anything, you know, if all this film does is actually remind us of that when we go to see it, that we all leave with that, that we don't leave the movie behind. You know, there are people living with this every day.
Yeah. And I think it's just to think about those last moments, you know, whatever it is that people are going through, if they've only got a few weeks to live. What are they thinking? What are they doing? What are all the things they've got to get in place? And will they ever be finished? Of course, they never will. You never get everything done. And it's just thinking about that, you know, and I suppose just empathizing with those people and understanding as well that they're holding a lot together that they're not telling you about, you know, whether it's how they're actually feeling, if they're nauseous or how they feel about the people they're leaving behind that they can't say out loud because those people are delicate too and they need to be protected and supported and they just can't tell them that they're weak.
And I think also to remind us that, you know, there are women in this situation who should not be in this situation. If the cancer had been detected early enough, they might well not be in this
absolutely.
Situation now, you know, and not to forget that, never to forget that.
Absolutely. And I think it's just the bigger thing, though, is that, okay, people might have developed cancer since their test results, but it was more about the fact that they hid the information from people. So there's an awful lot of women out there that just didn't get information. And if they got that information, they could have survived or the treatment could have been a lot more minimalist. And considering that people are now on waiting lists for longer and longer because of the coronavirus, you know, it just means that the likes of cancer moves into stage four and so on. And it's just a lot more difficult to deal with.
Well, Mary Murray, I really appreciate you taking the time to come and chat with us on the show this week. Congratulations on the movie, The Letters, which opened yesterday. And it most certainly is a must watch movie. And I really appreciate you taking the time to come and chat with us about it.
Thanks so much for chatting with me, Carol.